We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Public sort of embarrassed the Pelicans, and then it felt like they were desperate, and then nothing happens with Anthony Davis. How surprised were you?
Well, I don't think the Lakers embarrassed the Pelicans. I think they embarrassed themselves. I think they humiliated is involved, and I think it's going to be interesting how they're going to repair those relationships. I mean, we're dealing with human beings, and I thought the Lakers embarrassed all those young kids, and it was really unfortunate.
Really?
It's making sense on that one.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with him there.
Yeah.
Only because the last thing you want is, you know, for the reports to come out of the, you know, guys you're dangling on your team, and in this case, the entire team, and then the trade falling through. Now it's, you know, now you got to repair that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's for Anthony Davis. Okay, I understand that. But now you got to go to Lonzo Ball. You got to go to LeVar Ball.
You don't have to go to LeVar Ball.
You got to go to Kuzma. You got to go to all these guys. I mean, hell, there was like five guys involved. You got to go to all of them.
And just saying, and going to those guys and saying, you know, hey, sorry this news got out. You weren't supposed to know about it, but, you know, this is the way the NBA is. This is just
stay
business.
In your lane.
It's just business, right? So don't get upset and let's go out there and get a win.
Well, Lonzo hasn't played in a couple of weeks, right? A couple of weeks now. This is not a real good team. You see this team making the playoffs?
Who, Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, if LeBron is
hurt. It's all about LeBron. LeBron's going to have to go out there, and he's going to have to be phenomenal down the stretch.
Yeah, before he got hurt, they were.
So, phenomenal down the stretch.
I mean, weren't they like the four seed then, before he got hurt? Or the four or five seed?
Yeah, but
I know it's
kind of bunched up.
Right. But still, with LeBron playing, absolutely.
Yeah, but they're probably one and out, right?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
low
yeah.
seed. They're one and out. And then
go make another movie.
And then make another movie.
Yeah, TV show. Another game show.
What? Well, he said yesterday he doesn't have a goal, right? There's no goal.
No, so I mean, so what if he doesn't make it?
There's no goal. He's already got
everything straight down the line.
Let's take a couple more of these Celtics calls, and then we'll bring the Patriots into the fold. Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Jeff.
What's up?
Glenn, as frustrated as everyone is listening to Barkley, it's almost as frustrating listening to you sometimes.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. I called up back in November about Gordon Hayward. And you want to know way they have to keep him in the starting lineup. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Got to work him back in or whatever. Well, how would that have worked out? Now you're telling me they don't play as a team together. They've won 10 of their last 12. Okay, so they're actually trending in the right direction. They had two very close losses. Should have won both games, actually, but they've won 10 of their last 12.
Right.
Now you want to, and I'm with
you. Realize they're a four seed and they're seven games out of that top spot, right?
I understand. Okay. I understand. But you know what? The Patriots, where were the Patriots before the end of the season?
A little bit different. A little bit different.
The team's playing better as a whole. But let me finish. You say you can't win without like a top five and a top ten. Well, the Golden State, before Durant got there, had a 72 win season, all homegrown players.
Hold on. How many times has Steph Curry won the MVP, most valuable player?
I understand. I'm not debating that. I'm
top five player.
Done.
Top five player. You're making my point. He's a top five player.
Well, Kyrie, I would say.
What is Kevin Durant? Is Kevin Durant a top five player?
My top five is top five.
Before Durant, Glenn. But wait a second. So I'm in your camp. I say go for Davis. Empty the cupboard.
Yeah.
Let the whole war chest go. But if Ainge, I believe Ainge is a little smarter than probably both of us, and I believe that if he feels it's not, you know, more than 50-50 for Davis to stay. He can't make the trade, because if he does and he whiffs and Davis leaves and Hayward never comes back, you've got nothing. This is not Kawhi Leonard to Toronto where they only gave.
That's not true.
It's not got back Danny Green.
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe that they have nothing in that situation. But
I
do
have.
Well, I do. But first of all,
I got to define empty in the cupboard. You know, I personally like to believe that you can get rid of Tatum by holding on to Jaylen Brown.
No,
but we'll
Tatum
see.
Tatum Brown and the draft picks. That's what's going to take.
That's we'll it? See. Jaylen Brown and the draft picks?
No, so, he said Tatum.
Tatum, Jaylen. Okay. Tatum Brown in the draft picks.
Jeff, do you believe he would have done it last year for Kawhi Leonard?
No, I don't think so, because look what Leonard brought back.
Oh, he said so.
I think you're wrong.
I don't know 100% he said so, but
gone with both.
I think there's plenty of people close to him that said that he would.
I think you're wrong, Jeff.
Leave the guy alone.
Jeff, I can tell you this. You're right. He's smarter than both of us, and I truly believe that he will make that deal in this offseason. I would say get ready for it. Jordan is up in Maine. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just calling real quick to talk about the Pelicans not taking the Lakers deal and my opinion, what I think that means. For how they view Jason Tatum, really, because I think there's no way they take Jaylen Brown and a couple of draft picks for Anthony Davis. I think it really means that they view Jason Tatum as the future that they could build around for the Pelicans. So I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you guys thought.
I think I agree.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, if I'm the Pelicans, the first guy I want off that roster, if I'm looking at that roster, is Jason Tatum.
I wouldn't even be surprised if I sit there, give me Rozier also. Give me all you your young them. Players. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if I could find a way to put something together and keep Jaylen Brown, then whatever. And if you have to give up both of them, then so be it. But because you got to get Anthony Davis. I don't understand this. Listen, I really like Jason Tatum as a player. The kid's 20. Who knows what he can become? We said Paul George, kind of like comp type of thing. But I don't know if it'll be Paul George. I don't know. Is Paul George a franchise starter in an organization?
He's probably a number two.
Yeah, he's
on a championship team, right?
I mean, yeah. No, he's 1A, 1B, but you need Paul George with him, right? Yep. But you need another one. So I don't know if he is. I don't know if Tatum is. And somebody asked me earlier today that he said, you know, if you had a draft right now, all the young players start an organization with, where's Anthony Davis drafted?
Are we talking like 25 and under?
Just right now. I want to start an organization. Who are you going to draft? Do you go Giannis first?
He's in the top five.
Do you go Anthony Davis second or third? Where do you draft Jason Tatum?
30s? Well, outside 30s right now?
He is outside the top
40s?
Five.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
Right now? 30s? Maybe he's right now?
But I'm saying five. To start an organization.
Is
20 years
temporary?
Old. But yeah, you know
oh, what? To start an organization.
Yeah, just starting an organization. Where would you draft?
Not in the top 10, certainly.
No, I mean, no, I think you're closer to where the number you just threw out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the 20s probably.
And you don't want to do this?
No, you've got to do this.
Who doesn't want to do this?
But you're going to have people that are going to be resistant with this. They really are. You know, the only way that Celtics Nation will jump on board, if they end up getting beat in the first round, let's say, of the playoffs. They get a first round...
Indiana.
Against Philadelphia, let's say. Let's say it works out that they play Philadelphia in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Struggle against Indiana in the first round, lose in the second round
to
Milwaukee or whatever. You don't think these lines will say, that's it, that's it, move on, let's get Anthony Davis.
Unless Jason Tatum is putting up 23 a night, and he's the only one performing. And that's why
he's
lost.
The reason that you get to the NBA Finals.
But it's the only way. But it's the only way that
that would be interesting, though. So if he's one of the reasons that you get to the NBA Finals.
Awesome. You know what that does? You got to be committed to deal him in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're Danny Ainge,
that's
you're
true.
Rooting for that.
Right.
Because
yeah,
Danny would do it,
higher.
And he would say, I don't have to give up as much with Tatum.
Yeah. Right.
Because look at him. He took us to the NBA Finals. You want this guy.
An even swap.
I'm not going to give up Jaylen with this guy. Yeah. This guy's almost the MVP of the finals. So if you're Danny Ainge, who, even if he's MVP of the finals, I still think would do it, would be ecstatic because now he wouldn't have to give up as much to go along with Tatum.
Listen, if you...
Can he look... What does he have to look like for you to change your mind completely and say, you know what, Anthony Davis, it's not worth it? Like what? And then take your emotions out of it. What would he have to look like? Because this would be his back-to-back. This is back-to-back years, right?
Well,
Eastern Conference Finals.
I think Lou just said it though. If he plays really well the rest of the way, if I'm Danny Ainge, I want Anthony Davis tied up with Kyrie Irving. So what I do
get
is
that part is
so nothing. Nothing.
So no matter what.
No. What it does is it allows me maybe to hold back Jaylen Brown. So I can give them Tatum. I can give them a couple small pieces. I can give them two or three of these first round draft picks. I'm not going to be able to use these players anyway. And I can give New Orleans less because you just got yourself a guy who's a bona fide all star for you next season.
So you know. So your mind is made up. No matter what he looks like, no matter what he does, you're committed to going for Anthony Davis.
I think it changes maybe the package.
Okay.
That's the deal that you present to them.
Yes. Glenn, let me stop you.
And you hope that's he goes ridiculous. Nuts in the playoffs, so you have to give up less with
See,
him.
See, that's when you're going to hear a lot of chatter. That's yeah. when you're going to hear oh, a lot yeah. of, oh, oh don't yeah. do it. It'll be Isaiah.
We fall
it'll
in
be
love.
Isaiah Thomas type chatter, but for Jason Tatum.
Right.
We yeah, fall, I always feel that way. You got to decide
not that funny.
If you want to move this guy or not. You know, you can't want to move Jackie when he's hitting a .163 and then not want to move him when he's hitting .300. You either want to move on or you don't. You sit there and say, great, he's hitting .300, I can get more for him, right?
Yeah, but Jackie Bradley so, Jr., I would say, a different similarity because I think people know who he
well,
is
more
now.
Of a track
just, he's
but
just
you,
he's streaky.
But
that's
you know what I mean. You can't
yeah.
always deal a guy with a 5 ERA, but when he has a 2, you want to keep him.
Yeah.
You either decide if you want to keep him or move on. And if he has a 2 ERA... Now you can get more form.
But it's interesting because Belichick has made great deals over the years. And I think Patriot Nation, even if they love the player who's going, they sit there and say, okay, or they let the player go and they love him. Danny Amendola, they didn't want to pay him. Oh, he can't. But people just believe in Belichick. And whatever he says, we believe in Bill, and that's good. Danny Ainge, even when he made the deal with Hal Jefferson and he unloaded Hal Jefferson to get Kevin Garnett, think about this. Tommy Heinsohn, Cedric Maxwell, involved in the broadcast, thought it was a terrible deal.
This is stupid.
Terrible deal at the time. And the deal was a steal for the
care.
Boston Celtics. And the Green Teamers, I think, now, are they gonna question this one if Danny makes this deal?
It'll be Isaiah Thomas all over again.
I'm told y'all.
But just replace the name as Jason. I wonder if Jason Tatum like breaks his jaw.
That's a problem.
And he's like the hero.
Well, New Orleans has taken a gamble here. I don't know if you heard the guys, again, Barkley and the whole crew, they were sitting there going, there's no way that they're playing Anthony Davis the rest of the season.
Well,
he fractured his jaw. Right, and the Pelicans came out and said, of course we're playing him. Yeah, we're playing him. But there is a risk, because if he
sure
goes
is.
Down with an injury, then your deal is dead. And he's already told you he's out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're really screwed. All right, who's out of the Foxborough here? We're hearing a few little birdies out there, but does it mean anything? We'll get to it. All coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You're just catching beers. People are, oh, somebody's hitting you in the head with a football.
Hold on. I got a story.
You do? I mean, come on. That's how fun.
All right. Was that a football?
I think it was something.
At one time, we had literally, there was like five, you know, those nipple shots. There were like 5 of them were thrown at one time, and then there was like 5 beers coming at one time. And everyone on the duck boat juking home. We're getting good practicing for next season, like, you know?
Ooh, practicing for next season?
Yeah.
Is there a next season for Gronk? Is this a cryptic message?
Oh, is that a Freudian slip?
Oh.
Are we going to go around the table? Oh, do you think he's going to play? I think he's going to play. What do you think? Do you think he's going to play? I don't know. Well, I've heard this and you've heard that.
Well, wouldn't you say this, that
those nipple shots?
Sooner rather than later, these guys are going to have to make a decision here. That's safe to say? I mean,
what do you mean?
With Gronk.
Well, I think that.
Yeah, I think with a bunch of these guys.
Well, the Patriots.
Kevin
I'm sure,
McCourty?
I'm sure the Patriots would like to know, based on, okay, the draft is coming up. Well, first of all, free agency, draft, and then, like, you know, the hanger-oners that show up during camp time. But yeah, I mean, if Gronk tells you, hey, listen, I'm done, like, wouldn't you want to know, like, now instead of, like, after free agency when all the good
Oh, you got to know before that. Yeah, you got to know before that. You got to know the draft, right?
Because if he really wants to stick it to him and, like, pay him back for whatever, then he waits till a week before camp and he says, my arm.
Well, all of it's before the draft. I mean, you said, okay, it's a great
Free agency would be more important.
But the draft is first, right?
No, free agency.
Free agency opens up March 10th.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Right around
the
corner.
Well, even Devin McCourty. I mean, am I going to lose a safety? I mean, do I have enough? I don't have enough depth to just lose Devin McCourty and not replace him.
Don't you?
Well, or just lose Gronk and not replace him and just say, you know, I'll just stick with the draft and find some rookie and throw him out there at safety.
Okay.
Draft him in a second, third round. That ain't going
to
happen.
I find it hard to believe that Devin McCourty is going to walk away from. What's the money? Because it's a $13 million cap hit. We should look up exactly what the money he's going to get.
Base salary is $9 million.
He can't walk away from
that. Got a $500,000 roster
bonus. I'm sorry. He might have a future in broadcasting. We've seen him on Quick Slants. Maybe he's got a future there. But where is he going to make $9 million? I think what he's alluding to when he talks about the possibility of retiring, I'm not sure the Patriots are going to pay him $9 million.
Is it a coincidence that the two highest guys, other than Brady, Brady's, okay, we know Brady's coming back.
Good job, you got six.
Gilmore, they're not going to ask to cut anything.
Right.
Devin McCourty, 13.5 cap hit, 13.4 cap
they're
hit.
Cutting.
Gronk, $12 million cap
they're
hit.
Cutting.
So then now these guys, I might retire. Yeah, because they know they're going to be asked to cut,
exactly.
And it's about negotiating.
Exactly.
Next guy's Hightower. Hightower's 10.9.
Right.
I mean, if you're looking at this, as far as like,
he's going to make that.
If we're going to talk about just retiring, is that it? Like, who's
no?
Gonna
we
retire?
Can talk about more than retire, but the retirement is tied in to the number that they're going to get next year. Devin McCourty still can play. Is anybody questioning whether Devin McCourty can play? I mean, he's still quick, didn't he? Wasn't he timed with the quickest?
He was the fastest guy when he was chasing.
I mean, he's not in the final year of his deal. I'm thinking, rip it up and put a couple more on.
Exactly. That's what I think happens with Devin McCourty.
Well, it's the same thing. There's a bunch of guys that are going to be like that. Even my guy.
Who's your guy?
The tight end.
You don't even know your guy?
Dwayne Allen. He's going to have to renegotiate. Patrick Chung. I mean, think about Patrick Chung. Think about what he's been through. That's a guy that looks like he probably ended up retiring more than anybody.
He's on a contract for a couple of years.
2021.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he retired.
No, I don't think any of these guys are retiring.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't.
I think there's a couple that will.
You think they will?
That will definitely retire.
Yeah.
How do you walk away with that type of money unless the Patriots are coming back to you saying, now, we're not going to give you nine.
It's never the guy you think it is.
That's a good point.
It just never is. It's like NBA trade talk. It's not going to be Gronk. It's not going to be McCourty.
But it usually is the guy
else
that they're asking to take a pay cut.
I think you look at
Ninkovich.
A couple
things. Ninkovich was not going to make big money out there. If Ninkovich made, he admitted this, if they were going to pay him big money, he was coming back for another year. But they weren't. So therefore, he wasn't going to
he
do
really
it.
Had, he was. He really wanted it to be worth it to him, and which I totally understand.
And your body takes a beating.
Well,
right?
That's why I think. Look at a guy like Patrick Chung. He's been in the league a long time. He's put his body through a lot of stuff. I mean, and they're forcing him to almost play like a linebacker role.
Sure.
I mean, he doesn't even play like strong safety anymore. He's like a linebacker.
So
he's size linebacker.
31 years old. He's got 2 years left.
Chung,
what's the money?
Cap is 3.5.
Nothing crazy.
But his base salary is 1.9.
Okay,
some roster bonus money.
Okay, if he's walking away,
why is his name coming?
Well,
up
Well, I don't know. Christian
just seemed to
you know the eyes opened up when he. And it could be the medication.
I
saw him taking pills in the other room.
Why Patrick Chung?
It's never the guys. When we started looking at this roster,
so you are guessing?
He knows something.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
He's not.
I'm not going to get into
that. Hold on. This is a total guess.
That's because a big smile.
He'll change his mind by next Tuesday. But
I'm thinking about the
hold
guys.
Hold on. Is this one of those? I'm hearing Patrick.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I can't do the voice though.
NFL insider.
I need a different voice.
And what are they doing with his skin, Lou?
I'm hearing Kyrie wants to play in Milwaukee with Giannis. Yeah,
do it with Patrick Chung though.
Yeah, I'm hearing Patrick Chung may retire. Two surgeries.
Doesn't like playing linebacker.
But you know what?
I'm just saying it makes sense, usually what it looks like to me. Okay, coming like Gronk, that doesn't make sense to me. Like Devin, okay,
Gronk,
that's a
hold
tease.
On. Wait a minute.
That's a tease.
Gronk doesn't make sense. What? Which way?
Retiring. He's not,
you
he's
told
not
us
retiring.
The other day he was
no,
retiring.
No, I said he's got 1 year left. I said he's got 1 year
he's
left.
He's got another 4 or 5 years.
Didn't I tell you? I said 1 year.
Well, you said 4 or 5 a little bit ago.
I know, but then after I had some more information,
Can we find a tape? I thought the big fellow said that he was retiring.
More information, you said, actually, I'm not sure. I think he's got real possibilities.
And retiring now.
If he wins, he could walk away.
Yeah, but I said there were some stipulations.
Hold on.
It's all going to be based on how this game ends. If this game ends where it's a win.
They won.
I think there's a 90% chance that he's gone and we don't ever see him again. I think the only person that convinces him to stay
wait.
Is Tom.
Wait for it.
one more year.
I'd say he's got another 4 or 5 years.
There you go.
You're saying 90% chance he walks, and Tom's got to convince him to stay one more year.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to.
You know the Patrick Chung thing he threw out there? Trust me, Patrick Chung's going to play for another 8 years.
8 years? He's not leaving. They're not going anywhere.
So you're telling me that if he's flat out the door and he's like, this is the perfect ending, I made a big catch, okay, I'm going to take a couple weeks. He's doing the same thing he always does.
Who are we talking about now?
Gronk.
Okay.
Hinting, innuendos. You know, half-truths, you know, storytelling, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You were the one.
I don't know how you heard that.
I don't either. You're the one that actually said the other day, and we had a conversation about it. We were going back and forth, and I was actually agreeing with you that I thought he would come back at least for another year with it, and maybe 2 years if they redid the contract and he was good with it, and you suddenly said no. He's out of here.
No. That was before the little birdie came and sat on my shoulder.
Do you do another show here as well at a different hour? Yes, I do. Something that Lou and I are not
Saturdays.
Not there.
Hey, Ryan, weren't you producing that show?
What are we talking about?
Doesn't sound like me. Yeah.
There's a 90% chance that he's gone.
Thank God we have 90% chance he's gone now. He's suddenly back. What would you put Chung? What would the percentage be on Chung?
I'd put Chung at 85.
There's a 90% chance
that he comes back?
That he's done.
85 that he's done.
Chance that he's done.
Oh, he's
so based
back.
On my predictions, I have Chung 85% being gone. Gronk is at 90, but there's a stipulation, though. 90. See, that 90 really turns to 50.
But there's only a 50% chance of that happening. See,
true. So now you kind of carry the one, and you get like 70%. That's how it works.
Jesus.
Oh. You got to follow along. You got to keep up.
I guess I got to.
So let me ask you this.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Let me ask you this with Gronk.
They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
You got that one right.
I was right on that one.
Well, he was right after he was wrong when he said Houston was going to come in here and blow the doors.
Thank you very much. The only one.
Houston, blow the doors off.
December 18th.
Couldn't even get past the Colts.
What did I say? Wait, what did I say December 18th again there, Ryan? I mean, I know you have it. They're going to go to the Super Bowl.
December 18th. Thank you.
So do we believe that the Patriots are going to come back to Gronk and try to rework that deal? Because I think that's what this is all about. I think he does come back for a year if the Patriots let him play on that last year of the contract and maybe work the little incentive plan again for him, right? Then I think he does that.
I would say I'd be shocked if Dwayne Allen's back at 7.3.
No, he will not be.
Okay. That Hightower's back at 11.
No.
Gronk is back really at 12, good. And McCourty's back at 13.5.
Right, I think Gronk's not getting paid 12, though. He's a cap hit of 12, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, McCourty's. But McCourty's 9. Right. He's 9. Right. Dante's 7 with a cap hit of 11.
Right.
So, I mean, I could see him going to all four of those guys and saying, we're not paying you that kind of money anymore.
Right.
We're not taking that kind of cap hit for you anymore.
So, I would say, guys whose contract you're going to have a hard time forcing them to take less money, Hightower being one of them.
Yep.
Dwayne Allen, he'll take less. He just wants to be here now.
Yeah, but wait a minute, what's the market for Hightower? He went out into free agency and had to come crawling back here because the market wasn't there, right?
Mm-hmm. Would you think there'd be
a bigger market now for Hightower than there was a couple years ago?
So if he doesn't take a pay cut, they got to cut him?
$5 million dead cap.
They got to cut him?
What's it?
$5 million. You could save $6 million on your cap.
They're going to cut him. They got Bentley coming
I would be fine with that because then I think you get into the whole disrespect realm of things, and you get like to the Logan Mankins of the world where, like, look what I've done. We signed this contract, honor it. It's not like he didn't play bad. It wasn't like he was hurt. He's earned the money. I mean, he's playing up to his contract. I would say Hightower's playing above his contract, above his.
Well, what helps Dante Hightower is he's exceptional, been a huge play in the postseason.
I mean, you go back to Seattle.
I'm just saying, you know, the one Super Bowl they sucked was when he wasn't there, right? But huge plays. You talk about Seattle, Marshawn Lynch, the goal line, strip sack of
Matt Ryan.
You know, in this game here, there was a lot of big plays.
Sacks, you name it.
Putting pressure on him, getting to throw the ball away.
So how would that conversation go? Like, the guy's playing above his pay scale, and you want him to take a pay cut? So you wouldn't make him take a pay cut. You say, listen, we're going to extend you, and we're going to make sure you get that money, give ourselves some sort of relief. That's the guy that, you know, he doesn't take less money. He says, screw it. Like, go pound. I don't care. Dwayne Allen.
I don't respect you, bro.
Yeah, but here's the problem, guys. When you do that and you go to another team, most likely you're going to be on a one-year deal. And I'll give you an example. So Danny Amendola didn't like the deal that New England was, because they constantly were cutting his pay.
Yeah.
He got an opportunity to get what a lot of people thought was a two-year deal, right, at $12 million. Here's the problem. He played 1 year in Miami. Okay? He was okay. He was there as a mentor. He was able to help some of the younger kids or whatever. They're going through a transition right now with new coach, new coaching staff. Even though they're bringing in New England people, they want to go to the bottom and then work their way back up again. I'm not sure Danny Amendola does anything for them, considering the fact that they can walk away from him right now and have zero dead cap money. Zero.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal.
It's a one-year deal. So Danny Amendola, so Danny Amendola went out there, left here because there was no way he was going to take another pay cut. I can't blame him.
He got a one-year pay.
Took 2 years. He got 1 year for $6 million, and he's going to be a free agent.
He wanted the money. We saw him.
Right. We saw him.
He wanted the money.
We talked to him about it.
It's like, it wasn't even worth it. It's like he kind of understood.
Yeah.
But the Hightower thing
is. So he made six instead of
Hightower. Hightower is interesting.
Well, see, the Hightower thing is like he's a red jacket guy. He's not debilitating.
Is he a red jacket guy?
Oh, I think he will be. Yeah, you just look at the
I know.
The plays
I just
that
named
he made.
The plays in the postseason.
Longevity. They drafted him.
Injuries.
He played, signed his second contract here. Everybody's got injuries.
No, I know, but
they got to expand that.
He's a red jacket.
Gerard Mayo, a red jacket?
I don't want to honor that.
Did you look at
I'd
both of them? Like
hasn't accomplished as much.
No. I mean, the postseason play.
He was hurt when they won a ring. He was hurt when they won.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think Hightower so far has eclipsed what he was doing. And Hightower, I mean, Mayo was a pretty damn good player. But I'd say Hightower has been superb.
See,
he's been unbelievable. I mean, especially, you name it, he does it.
See, in the euphoria of winning all of this, we can look at it and say, well, they can bring this guy back. And they can pay that type of money and bring this guy back. They really need players next year. There's no question they need players. They can't afford, for an example, to lose, in my opinion, Trey Flowers. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you that Trey Flowers is coming back here because we know this team operates. But those are big shoes to fill when you think about it. So is he worth 14, 15?
Well, he's going to test free agency.
Is he worth 17-4 tag? Luxury. I mean, franchise tag.
Well, if that's the case, Lou, you're opening up money with what we're talking about with these other names.
Right.
These guys are not coming
for
back.
1 year?
If you're opening it up.
And there's even more issues, though, and maybe it's not when you think about all the other wide receivers. So the only real wide receiver that's coming back next year is Edelman.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Dorsett, you're going to miss Dorsett.
Right.
Patterson
Well, Dorsett, you might be able to get cheap because
I don't even know why.
Who's
going to
pay him? Okay.
I mean, but I don't know. Like, why bother?
Yeah. But, like, so I saw this article.
Hogan, you going to bring Hogan back?
It was from, but the Patriots, Belichick, Brady are facing a massive offensive overhaul.
Well, that might be a stretch.
And they're, they're bringing
Brady back?
Well, I'm just
saying. Is Belichick back?
Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson, Chris Hogan, Josh Gordon. Now, here's the interesting thing. Those four players made up to 61% of Brady's targets to wide receivers. Well, yeah, because the only other wide receiver is Julian Edelman. But you can't replace those guys?
Yes.
Like, how the hell are we going to replace Chris Hogan?
You're going to replace those guys.
Philip Dorsett?
How about Golden Tate? Would you like to see Golden Tate in a Patriot uniform?
I'd rather see him than all four of those
Chris
guys.
Chris Hogan doing and, Chris Hogan thing.
And apparently they liked him last year, so I think that is a possibility. And by the way, I hear people doing it now because apparently the league has come out, or a report has come out, that there's a possibility that Josh Gordon may be reinstated to show up at somebody's camp. And I know, Christian, what you think. And I'm with you on this one. He was not trustworthy this past year. I hope the kid gets his life together. I hope everything is good with him and he finds happiness. But I'm not bringing him back here so that you can depend on him for 8, 9, 10 weeks, and then suddenly the same thing happens all over again. I don't think you can go there.
But I disagree.
You disagree. You bring him back.
He likes 10th and 11th chance.
Yes.
Lou is all about
Yes,
that.
But you know the difference is.
I stop at 7.
The difference is that I'm not going to build my team around him. Like they almost did this year.
Seven. Yeah, but you don't know. Suppose you have injuries.
The way they relied on them.
Yeah, but suppose you have injuries to guys. Let's say you load up at the wide receiver spot, and then you have injuries, and you're depending on Josh Gordon again, and he lets you down again.
Well, I'm just saying, what if I told you Josh Gordon was on this team, no salary, right?
No, he'll get salary.
Okay, well,
he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, how much do you think he's going to get?
2.5, 3.
Okay, well, you get him for low dollars. And if I told you he was your Philip Dorsett, he was your Chris Hogan, and he's your fourth wide receiver.
He's too talented. They won't end up doing that. We saw it this past year. They could have gone to Dorsett. They could have gone to these other guys.
I wouldn't mind bringing him back. They went to him. Number two wide receiver.
They went to him, Lou, because he's so freaking good.
Yeah. That's why I have depth.
I'm not sure I go there.
He can't stay off the weed.
So we get to the phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937. What do you do if you're the Patriots here?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at a guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Chris, after the game, he said he'll make a decision in the next week or two. If you're making a decision in the next week or two, in my mind, you're announcing a decision you've already made in the next week or two. This meshes with a theory that you and Big Cat had last week, that he's going to wait for the right moment after the Super Bowl to say what he's doing so as not to take away from the Super Bowl win and to kind of create his own event where he can say, I'm done. But if you're going to make a decision that quickly, the decision is already made.
Right.
And I think that he's done. I think that if they'd have won the Super Bowl last year, he'd have been done. And I think now it's time for Gronk to move on. Plus, if he does want to stay, there's no guarantee that the Patriots even want him.
It's Mike Florio.
I locked it in. Seems like I have some support. Some other guys believe and kind of agree with
me. Wait a minute.
I'd say he's got another 4 or 5 years.
Okay, stop playing that one. Play the other one.
20 minutes ago, though, you said one more year, right? No?
Yeah, because I think Brady, my stipulation, I had a couple different stipulations. I think Brady plays a big role of it. Because I think there is some obvious options that he's already kind of agreed to. And already has them lined up. But he probably can get out of it and delay it a year and go one more round. One more time, buddy. Let's go.
So the
Gronky,
Patriots.
Let's go, Gronky.
So do the Patriots.
Get on that horse, Gronky.
Patriots honor the final year of his contract.
We'll pay you $9 million. We'll take that $12 million cap hit.
That is going to be what I think they're going to do. And we talked about this before. Is there, and even Teddy brought it up. There will be some sort. If he takes less money and he agrees to go one more round, then there will be some sort of like every fifth day off. Right, you play four games, you have that fifth day off. So you always have a bye week after four games. And you time it up and do whatever you want to do. Kind of like a lot of the NBA players do. And Kyrie does it all the time. You play against a crappy team, maybe you don't need him, whatever. You throw him out there. If not, then you let him sit. Just so he can always stay on top of it. You know, stay ahead of it, not chasing the health, which I think he's been doing the last year and a half.
So he takes less money, but he only plays out 1 year?
Yeah.
So in essence, they cut him, and they re-sign him to a new deal, right? Because the only way how does this work?
Don't know how to, I can't actually do the math for you.
Because usually the way it works.
I just gave you the great idea.
Okay, so usually
there's a 90% chance that he's gone.
Yeah, whatever. So usually the way it works is the team comes back to you and says, well, we can't pay you that much money, but what we'll do, we'll extend it out over 2 years. So you make less money, but in the end, you're actually making more money over the 2 years. Right?
See, what I think is hard to like overcome is like you end the season that way and everybody's having so much fun and you just realize why it's worth it. You realize why it's worth it. Like,
two weeks from now, it changes, right?
Yeah, and I'm curious to know how long that, you know, that stays on, that residual parade, you know, doing the tour, doing the shows, and doing all this stuff, how long that stays. And then when he gets the call, hey, you got to make a decision, you know, what does he really do?
I can't answer that.
All right, 2 weeks from now. He said two weeks. We'll find out in 2 weeks. Or 1 week now, right?
No, you know what's going to happen in 2 weeks?
What?
Cryptic tweet.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. He's going to play along with it.
I don't know about you.
He's going to go cryptic. He's going to go cryptic tweet for the next week, two, three, four weeks. Then he's going to, in an interview, rip the media for reading into cryptic tweets.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the MO.
He's going to go all Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
As soon as there's the truck rally.
Winchester is in Maine. Hello, Winchester.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So.
Yeah, so, you know, I heard you guys specifically talking about Hightower, and I was, Christian, I was wondering from a and Lou too, really, Big O, no offense, but from a player's point of view, how does it come across with the player and I guess even the locker room when a team, a front office, asks a player to take a cut, take less money, and then they turn around and give an even larger contract to a free agent like say a Claiborne or something like that last year? Just wondering how that goes over.
Well, how does that particular player play? Like, how did he play? Was he playing like Hightower played and like exceeding his contract, doing exceeding expectations, or did he hit below him?
Well, in the hypothetical, if we're talking about this year, and I guess, I mean, that is what we're talking about, I do think Hightower has, well, at least earned his contract. I know you guys are talking about played above it, or I don't know what that means. I can't do the math either, Christian, but
I think in that scenario, I think he'd be really pissed. I'd be really angry.
What about the locker room? Is there any blowback there, or is that not a thing?
No, I think there is there's an understanding of how things work, and and sometimes it's like don't talk about things fair.
That is interesting timing, right? You just win a Super Bowl, yeah. And you go to Devin McCourty, Dante Hightower, Rob Gronkowski, and say, "You're not worth it anymore."
Yeah,
I was worth it last year, wasn't I, when I won the Super Bowl? So you go to some of your leaders in your locker room,
your most
and ask
productive
all of them
players
to take pay cuts the year after you win a Super Bowl. I didn't really think of that. Like, how that would go over.
No, it would not. Here's the thing. It would not.
Not that it matters, it's just another reminder of it's a business.
The perfect situation for the Patriots, just to use Hightower as an example, would be for him just to just go right below what they thought he could do, right? But maybe just, and not because he wasn't good, because he just didn't have any chances. In this situation, he did everything great. He made all the plays. He got sacks, he got fumble. I mean, you name it, he was a force. And in every major Super Bowl, he's had some sort of impactful play. And yes, he had a couple years where he had some injuries, but so it's football. You're going to have them. But this is the wrong time to come to him and say, listen, thank you for your time and your service. I know you're at the last year of your contract. We don't think you've earned it. Like, that's not going to go off well.
Well, they won't present it that way. You know how they'll present it. But I would say this. One of the reasons that the New England Patriots have been the most successful franchise in all of the National Football League in the last 18 years is because they constantly move on. They don't linger in the past. They sit there and they look at what happened this past year. Belichick will do it for a couple more weeks. He'll show up at the Celtic games with Linda and the Bruins games and a couple of other different events. And then they're on to 2019, and that's in the distance. That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but
that's why they've been
what
successful.
What do you think? Don't you think those three guys, who do we use? Gronk, McCourty, and Hightower.
I
feel like those guys have extension written over them. Like, okay, we're going to add a year. You're going to, because my thing is like, okay, you want to, your bill, you come to me and say, listen,
yeah, but the extension,
we need some,
hold on, the extension is to give them cap relief right now.
That's fine. So okay. I'm telling you, I'm not taking a penny less of what we agreed to. I've earned it. I didn't screw up. I want the money that we agreed to. Like, you, this isn't a Danny Amendola situation. This isn't a Dwayne Allen. No, I earned it. Actually, you know what? I'm actually underpaid.
So why do we think Devin McCourty brought up the possibility of retirement?
I think it's just that.
Yeah.
He's
looking at it. He knows that the Patriots and how they operate, that the Patriots are coming to him when the season is over, as well as he played. They're going to come to him, sit him down, and say, we got to redo this contract, and we got to give you less money.
It does come down. Everyone's got to figure. You know, I'm willing to do all this all over again for this, but if you cut me too much, I'll walk. As you pointed out before, Ninkovich, he did say that years. Remember years, was last year when he retired? Saying 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
Remember early on in the year, I think there's some linebackers, guys went down, and we kept sitting there saying, they're calling Ninkovich. They're going to call Ninkovich. And he even admitted, he's like, it just wasn't worth it anymore. If they were going to give me X amount, I would have come back. So
like
everybody,
what they were playing, Claiborne.
Yeah, everybody has, a figure. Like, if he's sitting there saying, I'm making $9 million next year, you want to cut me to a $4 million base or something? I'm just not going to do it.
See, if Christian's right when he throws out, Patrick Chung is retiring. Based on the money he's making, to me it would be that Patrick Chung just doesn't want to get his body beaten up anymore.
Pay that man his money.
Okay, because he's got a couple more years, but the money's not substantial. The other guys we're talking about, this is substantial money. This is money right now that are the top players at the top of their list on the cap. So when Gronk brought it up last year at the end of the Super Bowl about retirement, it was all about the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about, they're going to throw this incentive-laden thing at me again. I worked my ass off. Last year he got it. This year he did not earn those incentives. So the retirement stuff and the threat of retirement by McCourty is the exact same thing in my mind. I'm not saying that I blame McCourty for doing it. You're sitting there going,
oh, he's protecting himself.
Right,
no,
exactly.
It's so funny how quickly the I love you, bro, is going to turn into,
right.
What's the problem, right. bro?
You're going to hear that.
Like,
guaranteed.
It's going to completely switch.
Yes.
I think you always have like a week.
Yep.
Everybody's in love with each other.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and then you're going to, that's, you know, if they ask that to happen and one guy retires because of it, or they ask this guy to take a pay cut and that guy, then you're going to hear, you know, typical Patriots.
Yep.
You know,
get ready for it.
This guy's got no heart. Look at this. They just won a Super Bowl. They're asking all their leaders to take pay cuts.
Yep, is crap.
Yep.
Pay them.
They are.
Pay them. Just give it to them. Kraft's cheap. Belichick's cheap.
Yeah. They don't have any fun there.
But they do business this way. They've done it for the last 18 years. We've watched it unfold. And we've watched great players who suddenly they look at and say, sorry, can't pay you that much.
I will say, though, that this, maybe I feel like I say this every year, but there's the draft this year. A lot of cool things, I think, can happen, right?
Well, it has to happen, okay? Because Lou has been critical of the draft last couple of years, and we'll see what Wynn looks like and Dawson and some of these other kids, because so far you've got nothing out of them. But this draft with 12 picks, and they're loaded in the first four rounds, they have to strike right now.
Screw you, Bill.
You need
two or three years from now, you need to look back at this draft and say you got three players.
Right, at least.
I mean, at some point, you have to, don't you?
You're getting a quarterback, aren't you?
Yeah, well, maybe you got one. Maybe you got a few here in this draft, and we'll see.
Get a what?
A quarterback.
Maybe. But I'm not sure.
It's a perfect situation for them to get a coach. What they usually do is they have Brady, obviously. They have the older quarterback, which is Hoyer. His contract is up in 2020. They bring the young guy in, but Hoyer still stays as the backup. And then they let Hoyer go, and then the backup to the backup becomes the backup.
And when Tom Brady turns 45 years of age,
they get rid of all of them.
Jimmy Garoppolo will be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots.
I hope you're around long enough.
I hope you're around long enough
to see that happen.
Unless you kill me by stabbing me with a pen, which you threatened me three times during today's show.
Pushing my buttons.
No, that's murder, you know. Murder. You can't get away with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.